Good evening. This is the 8 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl. The center of Earl is beginning to pass to the east of North Carolina. At this hour, the center is located about 160 miles to the south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and is moving a little bit to the east of due north. That means the center is likely to remain offshore and then continue on towards New England over the next day or so. Even though the center is going to remain offshore, there are still hurricane force winds extending out at least 50 miles on the west side and tropical storm force winds extending out even further. So the Outer Banks of North Carolina will be seeing tropical storm to hurricane force winds beginning in the next few hours. In fact, radar imagery now from National Weather Service radar shows some of the first bands approaching the coast, and these bands do have tropical storm force winds associated with them. As the hurricane moves towards the north, the north-northeast, it will be bringing a greater threat to the New England area by tomorrow evening. And on our forecast track, we see the center passing very close to, but probably just offshore from Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. Again, same issue as today with the Outer Banks. There are hurricane force and tropical storm force winds to the west. And so the northeastern part of the U.S. and southern New England is likely to experience those winds beginning late in the day tomorrow and continuing then into early Saturday. So the greatest risks now are for the North Carolina Outer Banks with hurricane force winds and a storm surge of up to 2 to perhaps 5 feet. And then similarly, hurricane force winds in southern New England about a day from now. In between, tropical storm force winds will be occurring over much of the U.S. East Coast. Those winds will be creating damage in the form of downed trees and power lines, so there still is a considerable risk associated with Hurricane Earl. Now, the latest reports from hurricane reconnaissance aircraft indicates that the winds have come down just a little bit, are now near 110 miles per hour. That makes Earl at the top end of the Category 2 hurricane, and slow weakening will be continuing for the next day or so. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.